Well, one of the other big stories that we've been following as well, and it's not just about teeth, it's about well-being, it's about nourishment, it's about voice, it's about whakapapa. Well, joining us on the line now is Dr. Whitamu Reihana. Whitamu, welcome.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi nui ki a koutou, ki a koe e hoa.
Oh, good to be with you. Good. Oh, thank you for joining us, and you're probably hearing my rant now. I'm going to ask you a question that has nothing whatsoever to do with the interview, and don't worry, it's also not a gotcha moment, unlike those fellows over at mainstream media. But me and the Rangi, or the Rangi and I can't believe I'm doing diction in the English language, it just does my head in. Hey, puha and pork bones or hangi? If you were offered puha and pork bones or a hangi, which one would you take?
Well, on a Saturday night, definitely puha and pork bones, bro.
You know, for some strange reason, as soon as you started saying that, I knew what the answer was going to be. Oh, geez, maybe I'm just getting too grounded in this sad little world of ours. Hey, one of the things that we've been looking at, and understanding restoring the mouth as a sign of whakapapa, voice nourishment, well-being, and it's not just about teeth, as I mentioned before. Re-indigenizing oral health means restoring dignity and agency, cultural integrity to how interventions are designed and delivered. Now, I know you work across the community, Research Policy Centre, that's Policy Centre, Mātauranga Māori, Whānau Voice, Hapu Led Solutions. I mean, it seems to me as if oral health, in terms of te ao Māori in particular, is a big issue, but it's an underrepresented issue. Would that be fair?
Yeah, Ali, bro. That's, you know how they say that it takes, you know how that ill was taken away from us, and they're saying that it's going to take six generations to get that ill back. The same as our whakaaro and our whakaaro towards our waha. So, you know, it's a big project, it's a big kaupapa, and I'm probably not going to achieve re-indigenising oral health in my lifetime. So,
Don't say that.
But pretty ambitious for me, but can get the ball rolling, and I think I already am, to go through kura kaupapa, through kōhanga reo, you know, I speak the reo sort of, you know, and so that's part of re-indigenising oral health, is re-indigenising who we are as Māori, and I think that's priority, bro. So yeah, so it's a big kaupapa, and it's going to take it's an intergenerational thing.
Well, I was talking to the chief executive of the Dental Association earlier about the broader issues within the dental sector, and also this predilection, if you like. There you go. There's another big English word for my day, whereby a lot of our whānau are seeking treatment overseas in places like Turkey and Vietnam and Thailand and Tamir. I mean, it stands to reason, why wouldn't we have our own agency, our own system here in Aotearoa, where whānau could feel safe and also cared for? Because, you know, people do get a bit whakamāre when those teeth are hanging out and they're rotten as all hell, or they're just scared of going to the dentist because of that whirring bloody machine we all had when we were kids. I mean, isn't it a case that we should be focused on creating agency right here at home? Oh, I think we might have lost him. Oh, we're going to try and call him back. He just dropped out. That was a bloody good question I had too. I'm going to have to go back to it. We're talking dental care. We're talking all things agency around treatment. And one of the really interesting things I wanted to ask Dr. Whitamu Reihana, of course, Onio Hall 35, is about creating agency right here at home and what that might look like in shape and form. We know that a lot of our whānau are going overseas for treatment. What drives them overseas for treatment? Is it cost? Is it, you know, the less whakamaa? This is a point that I think is really important. Are people less whakamaa about going overseas to see somebody that doesn't know them versus somebody back here at home in the community? And would they feel more safer, I guess, more less whakamaa? Whitamu, welcome.
Sorry about that, bro. I don't know what's up with the reception on my phone this morning, but typical East Coast.
No. I will tell you exactly what it is. It's David Seymour. He's doing it. Don't you worry. Don't blame the 2 degrees or anybody else. It's bloody Seymour. Hey, let's talk if you don't mind. I want to go back to that really important question about the embarrassment, the whakama, that whānau face. You know, when the teeth are hanging out, you know, they're a bit rotten, they're a bit embarrassed. I mean, I've seen stories of this myself. I'm imagining that a lot of our people go overseas because they're less whakama going and getting their stuff done with somebody who doesn't know them versus the safety of somewhere at home where they're comfortable in the environment where they're not going to be embarrassed about the state of their oral setup, if you like. Yep. Would that be fair?
Yeah. Yep. I think our whānau are desperate, bro, to, you know, to get something done with their teeth. You know, they're leaving Aotearoa with infected teeth, with holes throughout their mouth through not being able to access dental care here in New Zealand. And I think if they had been able to access dental care over the last 20, 30, 40 years of their life, then maybe there wouldn't be a need so much to head overseas and get all the fresh flash dental treatment. You know, I see it every day. It's a mess, bro. It really is here in Tairawhiti. And I've been working up these ways for nearly 20 plus years. And, you know, it's a mess. And I get people coming in all the time talking about Vietnam and Turkey and Cambodia. So, you know, I just want to be able to help them out as much as I can. But, you know, and that's a good point. And the other thing, too, is cost. So, you know, I had one person who was quoted, like, I don't know, 90,000 here in New Zealand. But over in Vietnam or something, it might have been like, you know, between 9 and 20K. And you see it all the time on socials, eh?
Well, I must admit, I mean, I did an exercise on this one. I went and got a couple of quotes. You've got people that lead these travel groups, right? And I decided I might as well have a bit of fun with this at the same time. I had a stroke a couple of years ago, so I put on about a few pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, mind you, I was never a runway model to start with, so, you know. But I put in a bit of fun, and I said, look, I want to get my teeth done. I've got two front teeth missing. They're rotten as hell. But also at the same time, I want to get a bit of liposuction, you know what I mean? I want to get the full package deal. How much will that cost me? And I'm thinking $30,000-$40,000. I mean, I was never going to do it. But these quotes were coming back at like $7,000-$19,000. And I'm thinking, what the hell? There's got to be something wrong here, because it came with accommodation. It came with an economy class airfare. And I'm thinking, well, hang on. The only thing in this that doesn't make sense is the happy ending. I mean, because if I come home, the chances are that quite possibly whatever I got a discount on overseas, whether it be my teeth done or the bit of liposuction, I should have just bought a Dyson vacuum cleaner and hooked it up, is going to mean that the treatment I might have through infection might be a lot worse than if I just stayed at home and got it, right?
Yeah. I've been approached by a woman from Toka who's been taking Tokumaru Bay, who's been taking people over to Vietnam for years and years and years, and she's looking to sell up her business and retire, so she's getting older now. And and she's approached me if I'd like to sort of be that person to take people over. And I suppose the benefit, bro, is that, you know, I can do all the checkups before they head over, you know, do all the groundwork, take all the infected teeth out, and then just be in cahoots with the dentist that's over there and look after this whānau. Because that's the other thing, bro, is that dentists don't want to touch these people when they get back, which is really sad. So, you know, I mean, they're coming back with really flash dental work and no one's wanting to put their hand up to look after them.
So the post-care is missed out, eh?
Yeah, post-care is missed out. You know, they're getting implants, which is a foreign body, bro, and you need, so sometimes you need like a anti-rejection drug to, just like how if you had like a new kidney, you know, you need some, and because those Vietnam dentists can't prescribe here in New Zealand, you know, that's the kind of support that I was sort of thinking about. So, yeah, and, you know, and I feel like whānau are going over, coming back, and, you know, there are some not so good work, and it's probably because it isn't being maintained by anyone here. But, you know, and like what I was saying before, bro, you know, people are desperate. Yeah. People are desperate to get their teeth sorted. And, you know, they got a bit of money stashed up. You can now access some of it from KiwiSaver and, you know, and they're in their 40s, 50s, going into their 60s, and this is an opportunity for them to get out of pain, get some new teeth, and, yeah, but there's just no support when they get home. Well, so that's something that me and my wahine are looking at.
Yeah, I guess people are also doing this from a perspective of it's not just their oral care. There are people going for gastro surgery, and I mean, I use liposuction really flippantly, and the Dyson vacuum cleaner. These are all very important issues because, of course, obesity has a weight on the health system. And then, of course, if you don't keep up with your oral health care, then all of a sudden you've got gut problems and all sorts of stuff. So I guess when you wind through your 40s and 50s and into your 60s, hell, it's no wonder our life expectancy is a lot less because those basic elements of care, oral and gastroenterology, are just not there.
Yeah. Well, it's that old saying, you know, we spent 40 years ruining our lives and the next 40 trying to fix it. So,
mine was the first 10, bro.
So when I was with National Public Health Service, working with, the government's their mahi around how to prevent obesity, and that, you know, that's something that we were kind of really interested in, and that's when that new building in South Auckland had been established. And then we got the Bro Lance O'Sullivan from up north who's an advocate for trying to bring these gastro surgeries back to New Zealand rather than having our whānau go overseas just because of all the nightmares.
What's happened with Lance? He's been very quiet.
I don't know. I went to a mentor in Whakatane last year, and he's, and that's what he's, that's what he's campaigning about. Mm. Well, it was then back in June, July of last year, is about, so many whānau going overseas to get their stomachs done, and when it should be done here because it's just safer. So, that's the last I heard of him. I know that there was another mentor up in Awanui, just out of Kaitaia, not that long ago, and him and his sons would have been doing the same thing, talking about that same thing. So I know that they're having a kōrero with Te Whatu Ora and funders to bring that back. So this is probably another business hustle of his, but, and of course,
he's got a few
it's got to benefit us.
I mean, I must admit, when it comes to the stomach tuck things, I mean, happy to have it, but I'm a corner cutter, so it's got to come with a six-pack, and I don't mean of Ride X. Hey, do you think, and this is just an out-there question, but do you think we need to have something that's more publicly funded as a dental system here in New Zealand?
Oh, for sure, bro. Yeah, definitely, for sure. I'm busy as at the moment, and that's busy with, Wins quotes and, people who can afford to come in and get their teeth out. But there is a whole, I don't know what the percentages would be, but I would be putting it at like 50% of the coast, bro, that just can't come in and access dental care just because they can't afford it. So, it's that working class people that are only just struggling, the 20 to 40-year-olds. It's just,
It is a lot of money. It is a lot of money. Well, now I've got to ask you one last completely unrelated question. What's the weather like on the Tairāwhiti today?
Oh, it's a little bit cloudy. I'm expecting a little bit of rain shortly. I've got to head to Rua. That's where I'm working at the moment, in Ruatoria. I've got to head to Ruatoria soon and just open up the clinic for a whānau member who's in a bit of pain. So, yeah. So, I mean, when we look at the weather like this, I feel for him because he's coming from the Hicks Bay and, that big Punaruku road, that's shot road. So,
oh, I've travelled that road a lot.
Yeah.
Well, look, all the best. So, we really appreciate you joining us. And can I just say, we're going to have to keep on getting you back because this is a big kaupapa for our audience. I know this. And we can't always just go to the Tiki Tok whānau and get our influencers to point us in the right direction. Hey, Dr. Whitamu, Reihana, thank you so much for joining us, bro.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Well,
you ought to go, though.